Well, the reaction to No World Order is coming mostly from within the industry, because up until recently it was only available on CDI, and that was a limited consumer market. The reaction from within the industry has been, I would say, resoundingly positive, at least in terms of the concept of interactive music. People are free to like or dislike the music of any one artist, and the problem, I guess, with No World Order is there's only one person doing interactive music in that sense, and that's me. So in order to judge the concept, you also have to develop some appreciation for the musical content. When we start releasing interactive music discs by other artists, everyone will be able to find someone whose work they've been interested in, and will then be able to judge the advantages of the interactive presentation based on an understanding of what is there musically.